Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Wow, we haven't talked to her in so long, but very excited to have Victoria Jones with us. Victoria, there is so much happening in Washington, including the topic that nobody can seem to get enough of, I guess. It's the funding for the Department of Homeland Security and that tug of war and what's going on with the Senate and how's John Boehner going to react in the House. Pull that apart for us of what's happening now.
Yeah, Homeland Security would like to get some of that, you know, the only ones who are getting a piece of it. Well, first of all, Homeland Security funding runs out Friday if nothing's done. Is anything going to be done by Friday? Probably not. Wednesday, the Senate voted 98-2 on a procedural vote on what's called a clean bill. This is a bill that would just fund Homeland Security, which doesn't sound like a no-brainer, but believe me, in this Washington it is, because what they magically managed to do was to strip out riders, would defang President Obama's executive actions on immigration after massive showdown between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, that is. So, basically, they have voted in the Senate procedurally, and they are voting again, and they are moving forward on funding Homeland Security. But that doesn't mean it's going to get funded, because it's all up to the House. And there's a big fight going on, because we don't know what Speaker John Boehner is going to do as I speak. He has not tipped his hand. And it came out Wednesday, to the huge surprise of everybody, that John Boehner and Mitch McConnell hadn't spoken for 2 weeks. Nobody knew that they weren't on speaking terms. But at the moment, the Harry Reid had a press conference with Nancy Pelosi on Thursday, which is highly unusual, a joint press conference, and he laid down the law and said that if the House Republicans tried to put back in any kind of riders in the bill, they've shut down the government, he said. We're not going to play games. We're not going to allow a conference to take place. And if they want to debate immigration when this is all, we're happy to do it. So, because there are rumors that that's what House Republicans are going to want to do, to sneak back in that immigration language. And we don't know what's going to happen right now.
Wow. So this it's like a mystery. I mean, this is better than must-see TV, because you got a couple of cliffhangers there. And I love that part about the two of them not talking, because apparently what Boehner was saying is that he kept saying that the two staffs were talking for 2 weeks, because he was trying to duck and cover. He was trying to evade that whole thing. But that's very unusual. So you know that there's got to be something else going on there, right?
Yeah, and, you know, for a long time we were told, oh, yeah, no, Boehner and Obama don't talk. It's because Obama has no relationships with anybody. But now it seems like Boehner and McConnell don't have relationships. And you know, you always thought that they had a good relationship. What we need is Joe Biden to ride in on a horse and solve the whole thing with Mitch McConnell in a deal. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, crazy. And so then in the middle of this, too, there's another battle that a lot of people are talking about, have called and written me, you know, sent me emails about the whole internet rules. There's confusion. Somebody called me the other day and said, Obama is taking over the internet. Flush that historic vote out for us about internet rules. This really, all of a sudden, is obviously a big deal.
It's a big deal, and there is a very good story on the Associated Press that I urge your listeners to go and find. It's still on their website, which breaks down claim facts, because there are a lot of claims out there, and they have the claim like Obama's taking over the internet, and then they have the facts that says, no, actually, it's not. They voted today on a 3-2 party line vote Thursday, and for net neutrality amid opposition from Republicans warning of an overgrowth of state power. So net neutrality is now the rule of the land. It's not a law. It's the rule of the land. So that has happened, and now it'll get all caught up in lawsuits.
Absolutely. It will get caught up in lawsuits, that's for sure. And, you know, speaking of lawsuits, the other lawsuit that's brewing is the reaction or is the appeal to what happened with the federal judge in Texas who put the brakes on the president's executive action, for lack of better a better way to say it, immigration. So they're really pushing on the legal end there, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really pushing on the legal end there. They tried to get an emergency stay on this, or waited to hear about that, and they also filed an appeal on this, so they're going on two different tracks, the Obama administration is, but it's not at all clear, because normally an emergency stay would freeze the situation in the status quo. Well, the status quo is what it is now. It's not what the Obama administration would want it to be. Also, Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to move Loretta Lynch, President Obama's nominee for Attorney General, to the Senate floor for a final confirmation vote. They voted that 12-8 with three Republicans joining all the committee's Democrats in voting yes.
Oh, so that's huge news, because this, you know, Eric Holder has kind of been, I mean, he's the AG, but he's been in limbo after he basically resigned. And this has been a long process, hasn't it?
Yes, it's not over yet, because it's still got to go to the floor, and that's going to take a few weeks. And then you're going to have some very loud pontificating by some Republicans who want to block her. And in fact, Ted Cruz would like to block her completely, but I don't know if he can't filibuster, because it's only going to take 51 votes to get her across the line.
Yeah. Wow. Good stuff. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
One of the big things that Victoria talked about there, get your hands off my internet, folks. How do you feel about that? She mentioned that the FCC votes 3-2 to reclassify broadband internet as a common carrier service under Title II of the Communications Act. What does that mean? It means a federal agency now has the power to regulate the internet. No vote, no Congress, no nothing. It is the same regulatory structure designed for public utilities. Boy, this is nuttiness. And it's not too far off the mark to say, what's going to happen next with TV, especially when you think of live streaming and some of the uses? This is bad, bad news. And ultimately, it means you're going to end up paying somehow more in the end. Because what was the key thing that I said there? The power to regulate the internet like it's a public utility. And this is all about broadband and, oh, we live on the internet, don't we? Everything takes place on the internet, for goodness sake. I mean, even if they had to kick you dragging and screaming into the internet age, boy, you're hard-pressed to live without it, I'll tell you that. What a nightmare. What a disaster. 3-2 vote, FCC. Shame on them. CPAC, conservatives, take over Washington. What does it mean? Next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize.
Our nation is in crisis at home. Millions of Americans are hurting. Obamacare,
baby,
is a train wreck.
Baby, won't you look at you now?
And that's actually not fair to train wrecks. And all abroad, America has receded from leadership in the world. We see the president describing the horrible terrorist attacks in Paris is a, quote, random act of violence. There's nothing random about radical Islamists going into a kosher deli to murder Jews for their Jewish faith. When 21 Coptic Christians are beheaded, we see the president saying they were simply Egyptian citizens. They were murdered for their Christian faith, and the President of the United States needs to stand up and defend them.
All right, so that's Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. He is a presidential hopeful for the Republicans. And one thing about Cruz, he doesn't care what you think of him because there is no moderate in Cruz. What he says is what he says. Usually, he does not bend like a willow. And as soon as he hit Washington, people found that out. And somebody said to me, well, when he first got there and they didn't know anything about him, isn't he a, somebody said something like to me, well, isn't he a redneck? It's like, redneck? He went to Harvard. So he does have some edumacation. But he is certainly one of the darlings of CPAC always, and that's not a surprise. The other bookend to that is Rand Paul is very popular, too, as well. Remember, both of them were elected midtermers, and they were Tea Party guys, the Tea Party really pushing for both of them, one in Texas, and, of course, Rand Paul in Kentucky, the senator from Kentucky, one of them. So they are always going to be pretty popular at CPAC. But what they want to be popular in is the straw poll that they do, because, you know, this is the push. I mean, we're still pretty far, darn far away from November 2016, right? But it just looms large. There's lots of conversation about it. And because we're at that point where you have a second-term president who's gone after this last part of his second term, it's all fresh, meaning on the Republican side, really, and on the Democrat side. Now, you could say there's some retread candidates, and you could say, oh, no, are we doing the Clinton-Bush thing again? And it could be the Clinton-Bush thing again, because Jeb Bush, though, who is at CPAC, might not feel like as much of a hero as a Ted Cruz or a Rand Paul because of some of the things that he said in the past when he was governor of Florida, and some of the things that I think are the caboose that follow along Jeb Bush. The really hardcore conservatives are not, I think, are not really high on Jeb Bush. They don't necessarily not like him, but they don't want him to be the candidate. So how does he win over a rabid CPAC crowd? I mean, this is a big deal in every year when it's held. I mean, this is the conservative party. This is, meaning this is their big moment in D.C. This is the conversation about politics. This is where are we going? And think about it. So next year you get to CPAC and you're in the throes of this presidential run and who's going to ultimately be chosen from the Republican side of things. So it's a who's who of who wants to be president and others testing the water. Even Lindsey Graham, the longtime senator from South Carolina, said, yeah, he's looking into it because he said there needs to be better leadership in Washington. And he's testing it a little bit to see if it's possible. You know, what that means basically is, will I get enough backing because of the amount of money that I'm going to need to run? And I'll keep saying that number over and over again, and I think you all can fill in the blank for me. It's $1 billion. They say Hillary Clinton really almost already has $2 billion. So that means more TV time, lots of ads, lots of visibility. And in this world that we live in, I call it the 140-character world, we have an eight-second attention span. You got to hit them hard and fast. And commercials and messages, they do make a difference. And that's part of why you need that kind of money. Seems ridiculous, doesn't it, that you would have to spend that much money, or the PACs and the other ways that money is raised to put into your campaign. I mean, it just seems crazy that's what we've come to in the United States. So CPAC's rolling on. We're going to talk more about that as we move along here on America Tonight. But I don't want to leave out, of course, the Department of Homeland Security, another thing you heard at the top. Here we are straddling these deadlines, and the what-if questions loom. What a powerful question in D.C. What if the sky falls? What happens if the Department of Homeland Security shuts down? Well, because if they're at an impasse over funding, pumping the dough into it, it shuts down on Friday, really Saturday. So people would be on furlough without pay, and there would be those that would have to come to work and work without pay, if you want to look at it that way, meaning, and I've said this a few times, TSA, Border Patrol agents, all those kinds of people. Yeah, some of the people on the front lines patrolling those Spartan rough areas in Arizona and some of the other border states. So we know what this is. It's what we go through again and again and again and again. And I'm tired of saying that we go through it over and over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day. I feel like I'm stuck in, you know, Bill Murray's movie, and I'm waiting to wake up in Pennsylvania, because we keep coming back to this same thing. And we know what the issue is. Constraints added to the funding bill that would limit President Obama's immigration actions. And House conservatives are saying, listen, include the restrictions. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has not been able to get them passed and is promising a vote on a funding-only measure. He's saying funding-only. So it's getting wicked. Thursday night, John Boehner outlined a plan at a closed-door caucus meeting to vote on Friday on a clean three-week funding bill for DHS. So let's put a Band-Aid on it. Let's slap a Band-Aid on it, for goodness sake. And the speaker said this would give House Republicans, of course, I mean, this is 3 weeks, it would give them more time to kind of press for a conference with the Senate. Because, you know, John Boehner has not spoken with Mitch McConnell, and they keep stepping around it because they're butting heads over this. So they need more time to make up, to figure this out. That's what that would do. Meet with the Senate on their bill and the clean funding measure that the Senate is expected to send over. I mean, crazy. Even Harry Reid said earlier that a conference was a non-starter for the Dems, forget it, and the Republicans would need to get 60 votes for a conference committee for it to actually happen. And Boehner just keeps saying the same thing, that he's like Marshawn Lynch from the Seattle Seahawks. Just keeps saying the same thing over and over again. The House did its job. It's up to the Senate. The House did its job. It's up to the Senate. House did its job. It's up to the Senate. And he's pressed again and again and again. In fact, he was pressed by a reporter to explain his endgame. The speaker blew kisses. Just a blew kisses. Which is familiar to a lot of people on the Hill from Boehner when he's signaling, I'm not answering that question, baby. But I think there was kind of like a awkward pause. You get a newbie who's there and they don't really know what that means. So different strategies, different ways to address this looming funding lapse. And I think it's going to be the Band-Aid, perhaps. So then this is what happens. A week goes by, more conversation about that. Another week goes by, more conversation. We get into the third week, we have more of the groundhog conversation about what are we going to do? Henny Penny, the sky is falling, what's going to happen? And what's going to happen is people say one thing when they're running, and then they fold up like a wet noodle. So you're either in or you're out on this one. Hey, we're taking calls next, starting with you, Dano, in Texas. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Meet you on the flip side.
Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dry Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's a limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come to the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Wait to see. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight, reacting to a lot of things going on in D.C. Frankly, the internet thing is absolutely, I would say, outrageous, but I was expecting this to happen. But it's a bad deal for the rest of us, ultimately, in the near future. You might not feel it today, tomorrow, or maybe 6 months from now, but trust me, you'll feel the pinch. And who knows what else that will do to live streaming and television and where we're headed in the future. But here's the big thing. The Department of Homeland Security and this crazy standoff between McConnell and Boehner, who haven't spoken for a couple of weeks. And what is this bill going to look like? And I think it's going to be that Band-Aid approach. And then we're going to keep talking about it over and over and over and over. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. He's the first one in the box. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm just finer than Frogbert. Anytime you want to get a hold of me, all you got to do is play my theme song, Bad to the Bone, and I'll be here.
I love it.
I just told Nathan I just got through fixing curry chicken and rice pilaf with broccoli and cut up little baby potatoes, and it was just plum larrapin.
That sounds good. I love it.
Listen, now on this situation where the illegal action of the president on this immigration thing, I want the Republicans just to put forward the bill and say, look, this is how it is. This is the bill we passed. You want to veto it, go ahead and veto it. But you're the one that's going to be shutting down the Homeland Security, not us. You have acted illegally, and this is the consequences of it. If we're going to have a stalemate, it's on you, Mr. Obama, not us. Now, on grabbing the Internet, that was a design of Obama from the beginning. He's been wanting to get his hands on another source of income. Plus, take over to where he has control over what we think, what we do, the whole nine yards. Recently, there was a little expose that all the SIM cards have had the NSA implanted into them to where they can listen to every single conversation we have and record it. And the people that produce the SIM card say, oh, no, no, that didn't happen. No, no, no. But it did. Okay? And now, another thing, this regulation where he says he's going to take away our ammunition and stuff like that, that's got everybody up in arms. The thing is, there is a growing number of people across this country that realize this man is not our friend. He is our enemy, and he wants to destroy America. He's overloading us with immigrants from Muslim countries and Mexicans and all the other people south of the border. He's not enforcing the law that says our borders are to be protected. That is a violation of the Constitution. This amnesty thing is a violation of the Constitution. The writing of laws for Obamacare without running through the Congress is a violation of the Constitution. We have more violations than we can count of things that he's done that's unconstitutional. It's time for the American people to contact their congressman and their senator and push for impeachment. I want to see you naked.
And for people who don't know what Dan means, I said he is not going to be impeached no matter what, and that I would walk naked to New Jersey, in fact, if he was impeached.
Well,
Marty.
I'm not really serious about that. I don't want to see you really naked. It's just I want the man impeached because this is an enemy of America. Everything he has done, from spending every single dollar he could and giving away all kinds of money. And all, there's another little Adam thing here. All these illegals, if he gets to put through his thing, they're allowed to file back income tax back to 4 years, giving 9 million people $35,000 apiece in retroactive back tax money.
Oh, trust me, I know all about it. You stole my thunder, Dan. You stole my thunder. That was my rub tonight about the immigrants. If they get Social Security numbers and work permits, they can claim thousands of dollars in the back.
Social Security numbers now. He's in violation of the Constitution right there. You're not allowed to issue Social Security numbers to anybody but citizens. Now, I come up with an idea, and I put it out to Cruz, and I put it out to my congressman as well, and it's this. All right, he wants us to let him have driver's license. Fine. Go ahead. We'll put out driver's license, but on each driver's license, you put an IA for illegal alien. That stops them from voting. There goes Obama's routine of trying to stack the deck on the voter, and they're going to try to put that through in the legislation that's coming up on this thing that Sensenbrenner is putting forth on regulating the immigrants that are here and so on and so on and so on. So that was my idea. I came up with it, and I put it out there, and so far, I got nothing but positive results from it, and I'm going to be contacting some more people as well. Tell Izzy to do the same. And listen, you people, we've got to get this guy impeached. He is trying to destroy America. We cannot up with another 2 years of him. He's going to continue to violate the law because nobody's doing any pushback. It's time to slap the little big-eared man down and tell him, this is how it is, clown. You either do it our way or get out on the highway.
Dan, you need to speak at CPAC. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. All right, so Dan is always fired up, and he always pushes for Obama to be impeached, and that's not going to happen. There's just no way he's going to be impeached because there's too much support for Obama, frankly, on the, if you want to call it, the other side. And it's not happening. And plus, within the rule of law, even though it is disappointing in some of these twists and turns, there are ways around some of the things that everybody's so upset about. Now, I agree with Dan. As I said, one of the things that I was thinking about today, and certainly this is not necessarily new information, but it's becoming more apparent because of the immigration battle and the judge's temporary injunction and whatnot. And I call it the rub, the fact that you've got people in the country who are here illegally who, with this new policy, this executive action, if it were to kick in, they would get Social Security numbers and work permits. That's how it works. So Dan is right. How do you get a Social Security number if you're not a citizen? Well, that's how, because that's what that executive action spells out. Then you could claim thousands of dollars in back taxes for up to 4 years of living in the country, 4 years back, which would mean the IRS is saying you could claim tax returns, back tax returns, and get up to those 4 years, as I mentioned, of tax benefits, which would include the earned income credit and the child tax credit. So depending on how many children there were, and, you know, the number fluctuates, but it could be over $30,000. So, you know, you could be, I'm sorry, you could be the most liberal Democrat in the world. You could be the, certainly if you're the most dyed-in-the-wool conservative. How is that fair? I just don't get it. The rest of us are getting bled dry. And, okay, so now work permit, come in. And here's what I think. You get a work permit, you come in, you work the fields, and I think that's great. There are some warm-hearted people, good people doing jobs, frankly, that maybe other people wouldn't do. Okay, I'll buy into that. I have friends in Florida. I have friends in California. I know the stories. I've heard, right? But that's different. You come in, you're working, it's almost like a visa, then you're gone. But it's not the same thing as, okay, here's some Social Security number now. You come, you're able to file for these benefits while everybody else is not able to do that. I mean, some would be able to do it, but to be able to go back and do that, and think of the amount of kids that we could be talking about with some of the people. So I'm saying it's not about the amount of kids they have, except for the amount of money that you could claim if you sat and wrote down and added up that child tax credit. That's where you get those big numbers where you're talking about $30,000 or $35,000. And I'm telling you, I'd be up for that if I was in that situation, of course. I mean, that's what you're going to give me? It is outrageous when you think about it. See, it's always about peeling back the onion. What's the story behind the story? What is it that we don't know that is happening? And voila, that's the other side of that. It's not even cut and dried, okay, you're going to be able to stay here, you're not getting deported, but here are some of the benefits to that. And guess what? I mean, hey, listen, if I'm an accountant, I know where I'm setting up shop. Absolutely. I mean, that's huge. What a benefit. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, calls it the amnesty bonus. The amnesty bonus. So it's also bad because, boy, that really pits one group against another by doing that, doesn't it? But at this point, we're at a stalemate because we've hired all these people for the IRS to work with the people who would have been part of the program, but they can't go through that right now because it's stalled while the courts are deciding. And, of course, Congress thinks they have a decision in this, but Congress is messing around with the Department of Homeland Security and whether they're attaching it or not, saying we're going to wait 3 weeks and maybe there's a Band-Aid on the House side. John Boehner's throwing that out, as you heard me just explain that. So, you know, we're at the tail end of Crazy Town. I mean, this is crazy. And this is all as a result of decades of not dealing with the problem, not streamlining, not figuring it out, not dealing with it, passing the buck, moving it around, and waiting for somebody else to do something when they were in office. Coming up next, on a much, much lighter side, in a sense, another edition of It's Your Business. This time we sit down with a skincare dude. What else? How many wrinkle creams do you have in your drawer? Or do you just have one little old tube of moisturizer? Hang with us.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Time for another edition of It's Your Business, and this is a good one. In our virtual green room, Nathan Halsey is with us. He's from Bellatora, and it's fascinating because I counted last night the amount of creams and whatnot that I actually had, and seriously, guys, on my counter that my husband had and that we had stored in cabinets. And I thought, well, probably not that much, but I came up with 56. And it made me realize, and I know that you feel this too, especially with brutal winter hitting you and the amount of lotion you're putting on, is we're all searching for the perfect thing. And this is Nathan's business. It's the skin business. Hey, Nathan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
And you know what? Good, thank you. Skincare, too, is, I don't think it's just women. I think it's women and men, too, somewhat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're starting to see more and more of a trend of what starts with the men maybe using their wife or their girlfriend's products, and then now are actually searching out products for themselves. So it definitely is a trend, I'd say, the last 3 to 5 years of men, a lot higher percentage of men starting to use skin products to prevent, looking older.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the deal. Is how do you develop the perfect cream? So when you set out to do this, and you sat down and decided, okay, this is the direction we're going, what was it that you were looking for to pull it all together to say, aha, we have the perfect combination here?
Yeah, so our background's a little different than some other skincare companies. I actually own and ran an R&D lab in the supplements business prior to skincare. And in our supplements business, our whole differentiator was the delivery of the delivery system of those supplements. And so our big thing was trying to bypass the digestive system, which in a lot of times, especially as we get older, null and voids the effects of the products. And so we were doing a lot of the sublingual type tablets that would avoid going to the digestive system, and therefore we get a lot better results. And so I actually started with that concept and brought it to skincare and said, hey, in skincare, and you know, my wife, I don't know if she has 54 products like you have in your bathroom, but my wife's always been a big user of skincare products and a believer in it. And so I would look at her products, you know, and over and over and over you hear, well, we've got the best ingredients, or we've got the highest concentration of the ingredients. And so I took the concept to our lab and said, hey, what about applying our delivery system methodology to skincare and taking the best ingredients and taking the highest concentration of raw goods, those ingredients, but approaching it from a different angle of getting that ingredient to the right place within the seven layers of the skin to get the most benefit. And so that concept started 3 years ago. And it took us about 2.5 years to really perfect it. And the end result was our Tora 48 delivery system, which is a nanotechnology that gets the active ingredients into a bellosphere, which is a nano size sphere that delivers the active ingredients to all layers of the skin in a time released system. In our case, it's a 48-hour time release. So that's a long answer to your question, but our approach was to the delivery system. So not just the best ingredients, but getting those ingredients to the right place in the right layer of the skin so that it can get the best benefits.
Yeah, and you're a businessman, so you pull this all together and you do that research and you make it happen, and now you're launching. It's like having a baby. This is your baby. What's been the reaction to this so far?
It's been phenomenal. So we're in the luxury skincare market. We presented to our first kind of our top two luxury retailers in the U.S. and the press release won't be out till next week, but our first choice had their whole buying department use the product for 2 weeks, which is their policy, and called us back after 2 weeks and said, this is the best product, you know, we've had come across our desk in a long time, and gave us an offer to carry it. So that press release will be out next week, and we agreed we wouldn't say any names until it's out and it's official. But that was a token for us to say, hey, we did come up with something right. You know, from the scent to the texture to the effects, they just said this is phenomenal. And this brand has never carried a new brand before that didn't already have traction somewhere in the market. But them using it and being buyers in this industry for a number of years, they just said, you got a winner here. We'd like to be your retail partner for a distribution of.
Wow. And it's all different kinds of skin, right? Because no skin is alike. I mean, people have different problems or different problem areas. So you offer also different products.
Correct. So within our moisturizers, for example, someone with oily skin is going to want a different moisturizer than someone with dry skin. And so we've got different textures of moisturizers, different strengths of moisturizers on our cleanser. One's a gel, one's a foam. So you're absolutely right. People have their own preferences, and then people's skin types are different. And so they tend to prefer certain products over others.
You know, it's interesting when I find, you know, we live in an entrepreneurial world, as you obviously know and have been involved in. When you go to a party now, are you suddenly one of the most popular guys because you carry around samples of your stuff?
Yes, in fact, yeah. I'm on my desk today. I've got 3 gift bags that I'm taking to a lunch that I'm going to give out. But yeah, that's funny. I got a little more popular with my wife's friends than maybe I was before.
Yeah, you gotta love that. Absolutely, you have to love that. Has it, you know, in going through the process from the business end, you know, the segment is it's your business. Has it been gratifying to watch it? Because I think people are impatient. They want something now rather than later. And yep. You mentioned it's been a road in developing this.
Yeah, and I've been fortunate enough to have started a few companies in my career, and I always say it always takes longer than you think it's going to take. But in the case of Bellatora, we pulled a very talented team together, and everyone on the team are just perfectionists. And when you got a lot of perfectionists in the room, it's going to take longer than you think it's going to take to get it right. And so it was something. I think when I set out, I said, we'll be launched and doing sales within a year, and you do your budgets and you plan for that. And it just took a lot longer than that, but I don't think we would have walked into these retailers and had them immediately agree to carry it had we, you know, launched any sooner and didn't adhere to the details and get it just perfect. So, like, you know, a lot of things, you know, sometimes, you know, taking your time and being patient and doing it right, you know, pays off in the end.
So now that you're at this point and you're launched and you're having this exciting news that's coming up and you feel that you're, you know, get the pat on the back and you know, hey, we have the right thing. The thing in business is you set goals. What are your ultimate goals? I mean, what's the big brass ring for you with this company?
Sure. So my background's been in international sales, our supplements company, and I've had another skincare brand. Majority of our sales were in the Asia markets, and so our business model and our goal is to be in 50 countries in 5 years. And we've laid that out, and it's kind of a hockey stick growth model where, you know, year one, our focus will be our retail partner here growing in-store sales, you know, making sure that everyone on our staff is absolutely trained perfectly. We're delivering the customer service to our customers that they would expect. And then we'll start looking outside of the U.S. and through prior relationships and them knowing about this project I was working on. We've had a number of interests from Southeast Asia to mainland China, to Taiwan, and some interest in Europe. So that's our goal, 50 countries in 5 years, and it will be 2 to 3 countries in 2015, and then we'll start ramping it up from there.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of the key things that you said there is customer service, because, Nathan, I find that that's where often that is the Achilles heel of so many companies. They do so much well along the way. They do it right, but then they don't have good customer service. So that is that top on your list?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially our buyer. It's a luxury product. It's a very discriminating buyer, and they expect and deserve over-the-top customer service that comes with the product. And so we do a lot of things that are different, and I spend an hour of my day every day making just phone calls to customers that are using our product. And so we try and have a personal touch where they feel like this isn't just a faceless brand. You know, I know the girls in the office, you know, the president of the company has called me before. And so obviously as we grow, I can't talk to everyone, but I make it a point every day to make phone calls and ask them what they think of the product. You know, what other products are they using that they love? I get a lot of great feedback from them when I have these calls on. Well, you know, I'd love to see you guys develop a product for this, or I'd love to see you guys develop a product for that. So, yeah, in the segment we're in, you've got to have over-the-top customer service, and you've got to have creative ways that you're differentiating yourself in that area, because, again, these customers buy a lot of luxury products and expect great customer service, and we try and over-deliver from them.
All right, perfect way to end this. Congratulations on your success, Nathan Halsey. It's your business, Bellatora.com. You can check it out. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.